mwentunga milinko ma.
Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We're broadcasting to you from Washington, D.C. this July the 9th, 2020, where tonight I'm actually broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic currently sweeping the whole country and in Zimbabwe, where we've seen figures increasing in the past few days. So we're going to be looking at those issues and also looking at the impact of these increases on women staff.
Yes, and also coming in is Thandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. And talking of cases, we noticed that with Zimbabwe had record cases from the latest Ministry of Health reports. That was 98 cases which were reported yesterday. And out of these 98 cases that tested positive, 47 were actually local cases, which shows that it's not just about returnees, but people in the country also are spreading this coronavirus amongst themselves. And also, although 28 was from South Africa and one from Southland and the others from other neighboring countries, which is bringing the total number of the cases in the country to 885, although there are only 670 cases that are active because some has recovered.
There is a bit of good news on the recovery end. We have 206 people that have recovered and 9 deaths. But to help us look at this issue, we have a doctor who's actually here with us who we asked actually to step out of his surgery and come and help us to look at the situation in Zimbabwe and what's going on. Dr. Simbiso Ranga, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marvelous. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're taking a look at what's going on in Zimbabwe. We've seen, you know, the increase in just the few days that we've seen with total cases going up, is what Star said to 800 and above. What's your, you know, what do you think is going on at the moment?
Marvelous, it's very unfortunate that COVID-19 is still going out in the community. So we are seeing more cases at a time when the world was hoping to be relaxing. So that's kind of unfortunate because it means we haven't been able to control the pandemic as we had hoped. So we worked on timelines, but in terms of the virus itself, you know, like someone said, it determines what everybody else will do eventually. So, unfortunately, the numbers going up is not a good sign. It means that, number one, it's spreading in the community. Number two, hopefully we are testing more so we get to find out who is infected and who is not. So that's very concerning, especially for Zimbabwe right now when it's winter time, when it's easy to spread respiratory infections like COVID-19.
Mumbo taura nerimi rwamai kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika parizvino, tichiona kuti tiri kuona kuti munyika parizvino dambudziko recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus munyika tiri kuona riri kuwedzera. Zvinorevei izvi parizvino?
Chazvinotaura Marvelous ndechekuti tinenge tava nguva yakaoma. Kana ndichiti panguva yakaoma, it means that my numbers kukwira is not as a darkenam direction, the wrong direction. Anofana kunge ari kudzika. Saka kana ari kukwira, it means vanhu vakawanda mucommunity muZimbabwe vari kubatira chirwere. So it means kana mune vanhu 800, those 800 pamwe vari connected to another 5 each, they can easily spread the disease mumafamilies avo, kana kuri kumabasa, kana kuri kumachechi, kana kuri mutown mumangoenda vanhu kunoshopa. So it means chirwere chiri kuenda the wrong direction. Tinofanira kunge manumbers ari kudzikira, not kukwira, kuti tisaramba tichichiparadzira among ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Star, I don't know if you have a question for the doctor.
Sikhulabuke abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwe-coronavirus. Namhlanje ke sinanzelela ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe abantu asebele gcikwane leli sebengamakhulu adlula ayisitshiya kalombili i-885. Njalo sinanzelela ukuthi izolo kodwa nje kulabantu abafika phose ikhulu abaficakale bele gcikwane leli i-98. Ngakho ke yilo daba esilicubungulayo lona ngoba i-98 leyi siyananzelela ukuthi esikhathini esedluleyo bekuthiwa yilabo abavela kwamanye amazwe anjengabo-South Africa labo-Botswana lemanye ababuya laleli gcikwane, kodwa sesinanzelela ukuthi hhayi labaselizweni bazithelelana leli gcikwane ngoba abangamashumi amane lasikhombisa i-47 kukhanya bebengabaselizweni. Njalo sinanzelela ukuthi kulabongi labongikazi abatholakale bele gcikwane leli esibhedlela sempilo lese-United Bulawayo Hospitals. Ngakho ke lokhu kwenzakala kona emhlabeni jikelele igcikwane leli lokhu limemetheka lelizweni elingumakhelwane i-South Africa limematheka ngesiqubu. Ngakho ke lokhu sokungani kuyethusa abaningi. Yikho ke silo dokotela lapha emsakazweni wethu udokotela Simbi Soranga osichasiselayo ukuthi ke kuhamba njani ukuthi kungani amanani lawa elokhu eqhubeka eqansa. Ngakho ke sizambuza ke ukuthi kuhamba njani lapha-ke bese silitolikela. Dr. Ranga, coming back to you, do you think the efforts that made by the government on testing, do you think they are enough or there is more that needs to be done?
Thank you, Star. I think more needs to be done. Absolutely. We are a population of about more than 14 million. From what I understand, I don't think we have breached 100,000 testing even. And the only way we are going to know how bad the pandemic is in Zimbabwe is if we scale up testing. That way we can then figure out in terms of contact tracing, in terms of what people need to do in families, at the community level, because some communities are affected more than others. So you need a very surgical kind of approach where we say where is the problem and what needs to be done at that level, what should everyone in the community be doing to reduce the chance of spread.
Yes, what about behavior and social responsibility? Do you feel that the people need to do more not to spread this disease, or they are following the guidelines for the social distancing?
Sure. That's a very critical question. The reason why it's critical is the fact that life should go on even when COVID-19 is going on. So the question is, how do we coexist? The initial hope was that, you know, with lockdowns and everything, we cut back the number such that we can then manage the few who have the disease. We can do quarantine and we can do contact tracing more easily. From the look of things in a lot of parts of the world, Zimbabwe, South Africa included, I think now people are trying to strike a good balance between how to contain the COVID-19 at the same time life going on at a new normal. So the new normal for that to happen, because we have an economy which is in the toilet currently, and without any economic activity, life is going to get more miserable. Particularly in Zimbabwe. So what needs to happen is that whatever activities we're going to do, whether that's going to church, whether that's going to work, whether that's going to school, whether it's funerals, all those kind of activities, people have to practice safe COVID behavior, what I would call COVID-19 behavior. That includes things like wearing face masks, which have been shown to decrease the chance of spreading the disease. That will include things like social distancing, the 6 feet, 1 meter. That will also include basic hygiene, you know, no more handshaking, things like elbow grit, you know, using hand sanitizers, washing hands all the time. And if you have symptoms, you want to seek help, get tested early. I mean, anybody who is concerned about the disease, they think they might have it one way or the other, they should get tested early. That way we know who has it and we take whatever measures are necessary. So I think that people may be kind of relaxing because, we, you know, this has been going on for since February, March, and people can't wait for life to return to normal. But until we have a vaccine, the new normal is not what we were used to before February. Thank you, Star.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for that response, Marvelous.
Tomboenda ipapo chiremba ndombofunzeni kuti sekutaura kwaita Star kuti saka zvii tinoona kuti tirikunzwa kuti community spread iri kuti wandei munyika pari zvino. Zvii zvingaitwe nevanhu tichitarisa kuti vazhinji vanga vakavharirwa uyezve vasina cheruviri. Zvamataura ini kuti new normal yacho chii?
Saka new normal, Marvelous, ndei kuti pese patiri tinofana kufunga kuti inini kana shamwari kana hama inokwanisa kunge ine chirwere isina masymptoms. Saka kuti tese tidzivirire chirwere, tinofana kuti pese patiri ngati practice ma safe behaviors, which means that kana patinobuda mumba paya haubude usina face mask kana chekuvhara mhuno nemuromo. Because I know everybody might not be able to afford my surgical face mask. I know to durei. Saka zvinhu zvatokwanisa kushandisa kuvhara muromo nemuno. Kana ari maclothes akachena, let's do that. Let's do social distancing. Tisagara padhuze nepadhuze, wherever we are, kana kuchechi, kana kumabasa, kana mubhazi here. The same attitude has to be adopted. Ndo zvinokwanisa kutibatsira kuti chirwere chisaramba chichipararira. Vaya vanofunga kuti vane chirwere ngavanotestwa. Hurumende wo ngaiite kuti matest ave more available for the ordinary Zimbabwean, not just for those vabva kunze kwenyika, vaya vari mumaquarantine centers. Thank you, Marvelous.
Tombotarisa kuti imi kuti mutouya pachirongwa manga muri kubva pabasa, muri ikoko kwamuri kushanda, mune makaita sei, mune munoshanda sei sana chiremba?
Sana chiremba, Marvelous, muchipatara takutopfeka ma face mask all the time, whether uri kupinda murumu ine munhu ane COVID kana asina. Tinenge takapfeka ma goggles. I might have some of that stuff here. Let me see. I think saka face mask, of course, vatereri, they have seen that before. If you give me a second,
okay.
So this is the new normal for us, ma chiremba, nema nurses. So you have your face mask, you have my goggles. I will show you. I'm sorry, it's kind of all over the place now.
Okay.
Now you can see me clearly. I know it's a little bit messed up here. But the point is, this is how I spend the whole day in the hospital, the 12 hours that I am there.
Wow.
Now, if I need to go into a patient room and a COVID-19, one of the N95, this one.
Okay.
So you would put that underneath the first mask, Ramaona Ria. So sometimes, you know, I'm just telling you what this means for us. So, mukatarisa magogos angwa atova ne mist. Because somehow, you know, kufema kuya kwatiri kuita mhepo ya inoti dziye ikaenda pama glasses apa yosangana nechando panobva paita mist. Saka pamwe kuona kunenge kwakutonesa. But that's what we need to do to minimize the chance of spreading the disease or getting the disease in the hospital setting. And I'm going to take off the face mask and the goggles.
Okay.
So it's such an inconvenience for everybody, but this is how we're going to reduce the chance of spreading the disease. And for the community, of course, the avasimuma areas, ekuti you can spread the disease with the same density. So my face mask is what is recommended in public.
Let me bring up Star because you've got a few minutes before we let you go. Star, you saw there the doctor showing us, you know, the combat that they have to put on when they are going into, you know, those areas where people are affected. But, Doctor, we've seen that in Zimbabwe, maybe PPE is not readily available. So what's your take when we see the figures rising? There are also strikes in the country. The nurses are on strike and stuff like that.
Idambudziko chairo marvelous. It's no kuti kana ndiri chiremba kana nurse, it doesn't matter kuti ndiri muZimbabwe, ndiri kuAmerica, ndiri kuUnited Kingdom, kuti tichengete vanhu vane COVID-19 zvakanaka, isiwo tinofanira kunge tisingabate chirwere. Saka kuZimbabwe kusatova nema personal protective equipment, it's a very big problem for my nurses nema doctors, and it's a problem for my patients, for everyone. That should not be acceptable because it means those doctors and nurses, they are exposed. And that exposes not only them, their families, the patients they take care of. So that's something that needs to be addressed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm sure some would like to know what they should do if they have the basic symptoms, or what's always being listed as the symptoms. Which ones are those symptoms, if you can just tell us? And what to do when they think they might have contracted the virus?
They might have contracted. Sure, Star. So the first thing is, a lot of people run a virus, they don't know it. So that's why it's very important for everyone to tinge tiku practice my social distancing ni my face mask. The next question is my symptoms. Why have I not my symptoms? My signature symptoms are respiratory, ndee mchifuwa, munano kosora, kurwadzi wa mabayo, kuita fever, vamwe vaita sneezing, vamwe vanotaura nyaya kuti vanolose sense of smell, vamwe vaita mudumbu, vamwe vanongonzwa kuti muviri handisi kunzwa zvakanaka, vamwe vanenge vachipisa votonhorwa, vachipisa votonhorwa. Those are some of the main symptoms ekuti vanhu vanoita. Saka, what should you do if you have my symptoms? You should seek medical help. I can't speak specifically kuti ma protocols in Zimbabwe. Akanyatsa kumira sei what number to call. I think pane ma numbers. But of course, une number ya chiremba wako, you should be able to call the office and say, I have a problem. They can direct you. But I would seek help early.
If you can say the same thing in English so that Star can translate.
Oh, sure. Thank you. So, as it pertains to COVID-19, a lot of people don't have any symptoms at all, but they can spread the disease. And that's why it's very important that everyone practices safe COVID-19 behaviors when they are in public or at home, where we wear face masks, we do social distancing, basic hygiene. That should be practiced everywhere. So it is very important for the government, for everyone to increase testing. That way we can find out who is infected, who is not. For those who have symptoms, the symptoms obviously include respiratory symptoms, which are the main ones. Things like coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, sneezing, fever, chills. They can also have other symptoms like losing the sense of smell, diarrhea, just feeling unwell, which can be general. So the question is, when you have those symptoms, what should you do? Seek medical help, which means that you can call your doctor, let them know what's going on, and you tell them you are concerned about COVID-19. That way they can triage you appropriately. So there are protocols in Zimbabwe. I'm not up to speed in terms of what number you call and so forth, but your doctor would know that. Thank you.
Yebo ke sibongile ke udokotela lapho besichasisela okuningi ngalolu ngalo ugcikwane le coronavirus ukuthi ubona njani impawu zokuthi zingabe sele kuhlasela okunjengokuthimula okubulawa yisisu, isifuba, kusisu esigijimisayo nokunye nje okuninginingi lokuthi abantu bengazivikela njani.
Maybe, sir, before we let him go so that we can continue on to our program, is there any statistic that shows whether there is a divide of whether women are more susceptible to COVID-19, or what's the gender bias when you look at COVID-19?
Thank you, Marvelous. That's a very important question. What I understand so far, the virus is not discriminating between gender, male or female. It seems like both genders are equally affected. Obviously, now the question is who is out there, who is at a higher risk. Mm-hmm. So within communities, you might find that women may be getting together like for church purposes, things like that. As long as you go out in public where you can interact with other people who might be infected, it increases the risk of catching the virus. And in terms of what matters, the gender doesn't matter as much, but people with comorbidities, the older population whose immune system may be compromised, they are more likely to succumb to the effects of COVID-19. Thank you.
Maybe mukata wala neshona tovatatsi muende zvenyu.
Sure. Thank you.
Pane umbo here kuratidza kuti madzimai vangangowanikwa vachibatwa ne COVID-19 kupfuura varume kana kuti ava vatema kana kuti vachena. Pane umbo here kana kuti zvakamira sei pane zvamuri kuona kunzvimbo dzamuri ikoko?
Zvatiri kuona Marvelous ndezvekuti COVID-19 haisi kusarudza pakati pevarume nemadzimai. Panewo vekuti kwazvinobva nekuti unoshanda kupi, uri kuenda out there here vamwe vari mudzimba, saka ndo zvinodetermina kuti anobata chirwere ndoupi asingabati ndechikubata, hachisi kusarudza whether marudzi, whether kuti madzimai kana varume, asi zvatinoziva ndezvekuti vaya vane zvimwe zvirwere atinoti comorbidities, like diabetes, high blood pressure or hypertension, asthma, emphysema, zvirwere zvakadaro. Zvinoita kuti kana wabata COVID-19, you are likely to suffer more, vamwe vachishaya, compared kune vaya vasina some of those comorbidities.
Aiwa, tinotenda Dr. Simbosora, anga tinotizvo kuti muri kumhanya muri pabasa, saka tinokutenda izvozvo.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Thank you
for having me. Have a good day.
Thank you. Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Dr. Simbisora, anga vanova chiremba imo muno muAmerica. Pari zvino vanga vari kutomhanyira kuenda kunoita mamwe mabasa asisati vambouya timbozeya panyaya yedambudziko rechirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19 star.
Yes, Mavu are expecting Makoto Ngamahlangu, activist of women of Zimbabwe, arise. Somehow she, we might try and check her. She says she can even hear the doctor talking.
She's here, but there is no picture. Her screen is blank. So
okay,
I'll put it up so you can speak to her. Maybe she can hear you and answer you. Let's
yes, can you hear us, Mashangu?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wow.
But you don't have a picture. You're black.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I was having challenge with the picture on. I couldn't hear.
Okay, go ahead and
yes, and Mom, there's a picture I forwarded to you. You can check. All right, you can go ahead. You said you heard part of what the doctor said. And what do you think is on the ground now? Do you think people are practicing social distancing, or there are many challenges hindering them?
People are aware that they are supposed to practice social distancing, but there are a lot of challenges. For instance, right now we are talking about the issues of water shortages in Bulawayo, the issues of food in the households. Women, in particular, and the children have to go and queue for water as early as 5 a.m. You see them around boreholes, or as late as 7. They are still queuing, waiting for water bowsers. Right now, the city council has tried to provide water kiosks, but still the social distancing is a challenge because they are trying to get hold of the water that comes in short supply. So there's always pushing and shoving. And in terms, we have experienced fist fights in these boreholes. So it's a challenge. People understand, but then they need the necessity to get those services like water and food. For instance, meal comes once in a while. You have to queue, you have to push and shove, all these things. They come into factor.
And in all this process, do you think women and children are having it tougher than their male counterparts?
Definitely, and I will say why I'm saying that is that because most times when there is crisis, normally the women and the children carry the burden. Like I've just alluded to, the situation of water and queuing for basic commodities, you will find mostly is women and children, and they will spend longer hours waiting. But the moment when that commodity comes, let's say it's mealie, then the young men and the youth will just come and push them off the line. So they are always exposed to these things, but they always struggle to get all these basic things that are needed in their lives, but nothing is happening for them. It's a crisis. Yes.
Okay. You can continue. I wanted to say, generally, what do you think about the government's preparedness? Do you think there was enough time? Do you think more can be done? Or is it inevitable?
Honestly speaking, I think Zimbabwe has never been prepared for the lockdown. We're just copying and pasting from what South Africa is doing. If Ramaphosa announces something, then the next thing will say, okay, copy and paste, we do it. But we neglected the key thing that the South Africans did. They resourced their people. For instance, you are seeing in South Africa, the food packages that were given to people, they were grants given to people. In Zimbabwe, nothing happened. They tried, I think, 1 week in April where they came in, they went to Njube with the mealie, I think it was the subsidized mealie. It was a once-off thing, but other areas never benefited that. So I think we are ill-prepared, we're never prepared, we are only prepared with the announcement, but not helping the people on the ground.
Yebo ke, uma sitshela ke ngesintu ukuthi kahle kahle singathini ngohlelo lolo olusaqhubeka lo lockdown, sikhangela ukuthi igcikwane leli ele-COVID-19 liyamemetheka, akuthiwa ngama-local transmission, abantu sebethelelana phakathi kwelizwe, akuseyilabo abavela phandle kwelizwe kuphela. Ungathi kwenzakalani elizweni lapha? Kuningi okwenza abantu bethelelane leli gcikwane yini, nxa kuyukuthi balalo?
Igcikwane leli khona ngani ngoba sesiwazwile abatest positive. Okwenza abantu bathelelane kakhulu ukuthi i-lockdown ungahlala endlini ungela kudla, ungela manzi. Amanzi ayakufosa ukuthi uhambe ngiyakathi sikobulawa sila ngesibhorani, sila ama-water bowsers. Khona ngalo kuyabe kuyivikoroni. Ngokuqala ukufika ungafika ngamabhakete. Isibhorani sona ngokwaso nxa sipompa lawo manzi kasigeziswa. Siyabanjwa liyabamisana 3 ngapha 3 ngapha, silenge kuso. Asila ama-mask, asila sanitizer, asilani. Kusemalokishini lapho. Sifuna ukuthola amanzi hambe ngekhaya. Sithi yebo sikubonile. Sisuke lapha siye kuthiwa impuphu iyabuya kumbe ichikela liyabuya nxa usenelisa ukulithenga. Uhambe emagrosa, ufike ulayini. Lizaqeda lingomama labantwana liyabe liselayinini kukuhle, liyabe salilandela ukuthi umzila kuhle. The moment impuphu leyo nxa efika, ulutsha, ikakhulukazi abafana, ba-HIV koroni, bayaliphusha, bayaliwisa, liyalimala, liyathintana, umkhuhlane uyawuthola. Ubususifike kulibakhangela ukuthi kulabo mama abaphila labantwana abalamagcikwane kumbe bona balegcikwane lengculazi HIV. Bahamba bayitshona esibhedlela lapha kade kutholakala khona, uzothi abaphendukile kabatholanga lutho. Sesikhangela yona indlela esihamba ngayo i-mode of transport kule Zupco. Qala nge-lockdown, i-first month ye-lockdown, amaZupco hayi social distancer, kathi sase-loader full capacity. So ama chances of getting i-COVID vele siyayithola khonapho. EZimbabwe siphila ngomusa wenkosi.
Yes, and as an organization, Women of Zimbabwe Arise, is there anything you are doing concerning to do with the COVID-19? Any awareness programs in education sectors or in just informing the people?
Yes, we are doing a lot of on COVID-19 awareness, especially in the rural areas. We've gone to where we're advising them that they because we are in Matabele and mostly we have borders like Botswana, Plumpy Border and Great Bridge, where we are seeing influx of illegal cross borders, and those are coming through the borders. Those are coming through, and people that are escaping from the quarantine centers. So we are warning them, saying, even if it's your child, even if it's your relative, make sure that you don't just allow them to the house, to the homestead, because you're enhancing a danger of contamination. So these are some of the things, and we are also giving them, providing with some sanitizers and the masks, because they don't have this thing. And when you advise them that when they go to the boreholes, the source of water is in the rural areas, they should try and maybe not go at the same time the entire homestead or this village, so that they avoid these chances of getting COVID. And then in the terms of education, we are really stressing that they should make sure that when they allow their children, when the schools open, they should always, when they hear that the pronouncement, because there's no consultation on schools opening. It's just pronounced. It's like examinations, when they're pronounced that national examinations are going to be written, no resourcing again. So now we're going to the communities with the guidelines and say the World Health Organization guidelines state six guidelines of the reopening of schools, what should be in place. It should be at local level, at village level or at district level, that preparation should be done. So we're warning them against this. No, you should refuse and say you can't allow your children to go. And the other thing that is we're advising our members, citizens in the communities, that the government, the Ministry of Education, is expecting them to pay certain term fees, the user fees. No one went to school. And moreover, it's a violation of the Education Amendment Act of 2020, where it says now it clearly defines what is state-funded education. State-funded education is ECD to Form 4. So we're expecting our children to go back to school, and it's now even a demand, because under COVID, the sources of livelihoods, most of Zimbabweans depend on informal trading. That has been ceased working because of the lockdown. And then we're also mostly relying on the diaspora remittances. That is not happening, because the very people that were providing such relief to the families, they're under lockdown in those countries, or they've come back home. So with the challenge where the Minister of Education is expecting parents to continue funding the education system despite the COVID pandemic crisis that have affected people. And
before you continue, you brought an interesting point there, that you are conscientizing the community that according to the WHO standards, schools are not ready to be opened, and especially in those, you are also talking to those who are in quarantine or running away from quarantine centers. How are you received in these communities?
In most communities, people really appreciate that, because they are saying they have no idea that when someone is coming back, is supposed to go to quarantine. They cannot have that information. And I'm glad to say, especially in my Matopo district, we have seen people compliance to that. Even at funerals, they are now sanitizing the shovels, whatever the tool they use for the funeral. But in other places we've gone to, people had no idea, especially the same community. We've been to Cholocho, the same community had no idea what COVID is and something like a pandemic. So those are the challenges that we are seeing, that we are, as the pandemic has been here for us since March, the lockdown, some people are just going on as normal, which means they will die not knowing what is killing them.
Yes, when you are talking about education, did you talk to the government, the Minister of Education? How far are you going with this schools opening issue?
We are still engaging and will continue engaging. If the engagement fails, we will mobilize people to just boycott sending our children to school, because we cannot experiment with these children. And we are looking at a situation where these children are already studying home, so their immune system is already very weak. And because I'm talking about children who have families that go for days without meals. There's a toll-free line where children are able to phone us and say, they are always asking, so when are the schools opening? Then we say, no, the schools will open after these conditions are met, so we cannot talk about the dates. We need to talk about what is on the ground. And then they will tell you that my grandmother or my mother is saying, I'm not going back to school because we don't have money to pay. So that's when we are bringing in the Education Policy Act and saying, you are supposed to go to school. It's now even an offense for a parent to keep a child at home. So these children, then they tell us that they've gone for days without meals. And then they are telling us they want to go back to school because they are tired of queuing for water or being sent to sell whatever, tomatoes or sweets in the street to try and make money despite the COVID pandemic. So we are very concerned. We are caught in a tough situation as people who advocate for the right of children to go to school, knowing that, yes, when the children go to school, there's this challenge of that they are already starving. Their immune system is very down, which means we are now advocating for the government when they open school, feeding schemes should commence. Ivela kwintanganiso ye World Health Organization ekhangele ngezempilakahle umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi nxa izikolo kumele zivule senjani. So yikho sikutshela khona abazali ukuthi khona asikhulume ngokuthi khona izikolo zivule labantwana, kumele benanzelele ukuthi lokhu lalokhu 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 khona into esingangamamask, isanitization, lokuthi amabhuku asizoshiya, lokuthi sona isakhiwo seklasini bayenelisa yini ukuthi kube le-social distancing, lokuthi ama-teachers aze nxa kungaba lo mntwana o-positive kumbe ogulayo bamenza njani, bambeka ngaphi, ngoba into ezifunakalayo zinalezi nokuthi ama-temperatures a-checkwa yini. Okubuhlungu yukuthi lezo zinto kazikabi khona ngoba sinanzelele lakathi sihlobo sigijima ngokubhala kwama-exams ukuthi ezinye izikolo bezingekho. Ngiyathanda ukubonga kakhulu ukuthi abanye o-PED o-provincial education directors bade sikhulumisana labo kakhulukazi Mathebeleni ngapha bebehle bakubone masinya ukuthi bayagijimela kulezo zikolo bakubeke bancedise ngalokho okushotayo. So ibudlelwane qhubeka sisebenzisana labo lohulumente ukuthi sisabenze le Ministry of Education sisabenzisa lokhu kakukho kungangcono kumiwe, kodwa kungehlula lokhu sizayenza esijayele ukwenza njengenhlanganiso ukuthi hayi okukhuluma sokwehlulile sokumele sitshengisele, kodwa ngesikhathi se-COVID bekungaso sikhathi sokuthi sitshengisele, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ukutshengisele sizakwenza maybe sizahlangana la ma-teachers inyeni bahlalisa ama-teachers ezindlini lathi sihlalisa abantu abathi ezindlini, ngoba angeke sifake impilo yabantu abethu ezingozini. As much as we want them to attend school, one priority which babe safe le frame of mind yabo babe secret.
Yebo ke hayi kuyezwakala ule ndlebe sokuthiwa uzwile Marinus.
Aiwa apho tanga trikunzi kwakubva kuna mai magodo ngamahlangu vachitauraivo pamusoro pezvavari kutarisana nazvo sesangano rehoza, vachitaurawo nematambudziko ari kutarisana nenyanya vana vari kuda kunge vari kudzokera kuzvikoro panyaya yeCOVID-19, vachiti ivo chikuru ndechekuti vana kana vachinge vakudzokera kuzvikoro vanofanira kunge vachienda kuzvikoro vasina kutya kuti vangazobatwe nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19. Tiri panyaya iyoyo pane mumwe mudzimai wekuVictoria Falls vanonzi ivo amai Lydia Zulu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibatsira vana vechidiki panyaya yekuwana kwa ivo vachiita zvidzidzo panguva iyo vakamirira kuti vadzokere kuenda kunoita zvechikoro pachavhurwa zvikoro. Regai timbonzwa kuti vari kuzvifambisa sei kwavari ikoko.
Ini ndinonzi Lydia, ndiri kuno kuMonde Village. Tine vana vari 19 vatinavo panapa. Pane project yatiri kuita. Tiri kubatsirana nevana tichivadzidzisa masubjects sezvo vachiri vasiri kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya dzeCovid ende havana access yekuti vakwanise kuita zve-e-learning kuno kumareserve. Machallenges atiri kusangana nawo kunoku ndestationary. Taita takwanisa kuti tiwane stationary, tawana maboard. Community yakatipa land yekushandira asi hatina maresources yekuti tikwanise kuvaka class yekuti chero kana zvikoro zvazovhurwa tikwanise kuti vana vapote vachiita malessons kana vabva kuchikoro. Vanokwanisa kutibatsira paproject iyi tingafare chaizvo. Rimwe dambudziko ratiri kusangana naro kunoku nderekuti dai tatakwanisa kuwana vanotibatsira neporiji, tawana hupfu, tawana dovi neshuga rekubikira vana kana vapedza zvidzidzo zvavo. Zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kuchemera kunoku kuti dai tabatsirwa ndezvekuti dai tanga takwanisa kuti tiwane vanotibatsira nelaptop kuti tikwanise kubata zvimwe zvidzidzo zvinoitwa pa-e-learning. Ini ndinobatika pa-263-774-749901. Ndo pane namba dzangu dzeWhatsApp. Pane vachabatsira tinotenda.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna Mai Zulu. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kutsvaga rubatsiro rwokuti vabatsirwe panyaya yekuti vana vavari kudzidzisa vawanikwe ivo vachipuwa chikafu. Regai timbotora muzvare Magodhonga Mahlangu. Vamai Magodhonga Mahlangu, manzwa zviri kutaurwa namamavo, vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kubatsira vechidiki vari kunzvimbo yekuVictoria Falls panyaya yekuti vakwanise kunge vachiita zvekudzidza nezvimwewo. Imi mataura zvakare kuti muri kutarisana nedambudziko rekuti vana vari kutarisana nenzara panguva inoyi. Mungaonesei zviri kuitwa nemadzimai aya?
Chinhu chakanaka kuti paite kutaro pati tirinyanya tiona kuti hazvigoni kuti upatsire munhu wese. Izvi zvokufita vana kudzimba zvinota mahome feeding things, zvinota my resources and the safety which I wash a group figure of papi because she's not gonna go to teach kangani se futi utaona wewana kuti made chaka pikira wacho tino kona kuti kunyanya kuti kunyanya social distancing kunyanya kuma maybe kufosi apa arukara mama uyu maybe ane population yakaiti maybe a few population, but here in high density perhaps in Bulawayo, there's everyone is starving. One, but I wonder about who starve. So, I'm sure you can upigire ulaini yako munweza over oya. So, one challenge. That's why maybe the government should have put in place a situation where there's feeding during lockdown. Yebana kuzimba. Maybe allocation by schools and say, give, I don't know how, but this is something that was supposed to be done. And that's why we are now advocating that when schools open, they should be feeding. Failure to that, we are putting our teachers at risk and we are putting our, we are really torturing the teachers to teach someone who is starving and they can't do anything about that. So there should be feeding programs where, in such times of distress, where there is a school or at home, like we are seeing other countries where there are food packages, nothing is happening like that.
So as was the Zimbabwe at the moment, what kind of programs are you undertaking when you talk about, you know, there is a need for feeding programs? Have you approached the government and what are they saying?
We have before even the pandemic started, we were already petitioned to parliament, the education parliament portfolio. Parliament portfolio on education about the school feeding scheme, because there was already a crisis with the feeding scheme where parents were expected to fund the feeding of the school. And then we petitioned the parliament saying, no, government should be providing that. Because we're saying the objective is to alleviate poverty and economic hardship that parents are facing. But if you are then asking parents to contribute and then the meal is as cooked at school, you are no longer addressing the poverty. It's like you're saying parents are lazy to cook the meals that they have in their homes for their children, hence they should bring it to the one place and cook. So the petition was well received by parliament, and then we were supposed to do school visits, because what is happening in schools, we're seeing that they are supposed to bring grain, they're supposed to bring relish in other places where they will get grain. Maize grain, there was no relish. So we're going to feed. So now we've carried on with that petition and we're saying we want to do home visits. And then it will be a fact finding mission where the Parliament Portfolio Education Committee will, parliamentarians will go and say, we went to this homestead, they interview them using their template of survey, and how many meals do they eat a day? What are the meals? Is it? And then so on. And then we say, that's why we are advocating for the feeding at school and at home, because we are seeing this challenge now.
Also, maybe before I let you, Star take over. So have you changed your focus from working from women? You are now working with children. What is going on there?
It's a holistic approach. You are still working with women and you're working with children. Yeah.
Okay.
We started working with children because we're seeing a gap where women are tormented because they have not paid school fees, they are harassed, some were even sent to police, they were making payment plans with police, or they are punished. The humiliation that women were going through, if your child does not pay, you come and work at the school, and then that also embarrasses and dehumanizes your own child. Mm-hmm. So we are now tasking both things. Like, when the education burden falls on the mother, if there are any payments, material needed in school is not. So now that's why we are holistically approaching what the human rights and the education rights. Mm-hmm. We are also going to be moving to the health sector because we're seeing now that challenge again. And the lockdown also saw us moving into a direction where normally we're just referring to Msasa Project, the domestic violence. Mm-hmm. But now we've been heavily involved because of the lockdown. We're seeing that the normal sister organizations that deal with the domestic violence, they're being overwhelmed. So we're working with them. So we have now ventured into domestic violence.
Mm. Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Musharema Ngodonga Mahlangu vesangano reWoza vari kutaura ivo kuti panguva ino yelockdown vatoona kuti kunyangwe vanga vakatanga vachishanda nemadzimai vakushanda zvakare nevana panyaya yekuti vana vazhinji vari kutarisana nenzara uyezve madzimai ndiwo vanowanikwa ivo vachizowanika vachibata dambudziko irori kana vana vakadzingwa kuzvikoro panovhurwa zvikoro kana kuti vana vakafa nenzara vari kuti zvakare vari kuona ivo panguva inoyi kuti pane vanhu nyanya madzimai vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vachishungurudzwa mudzimba vainge vachimboti vakaona madzimai aya vawawanikwa vachiye vaendesa kumasangano akadai seMusasa Project asi pamusoro pekuti Musasa Project pari zvino mabasa ari kuvawandira ivo vakutowanawo vachibatsira madzimai iwaya Star.
Yes, and you did say in Ndebele, Ms. Makotonga, that your organization might join in the demonstrations in solidarity with the teachers if schools open, although you don't want to do it during the COVID-19. What is your view as an organization about these demonstrations? And do you think the message will be carried across in this channel?
The demonstrations are part of a democratic society, but now in light of COVID, we need to be very careful that we don't endanger or expose ourselves or our communities to the pandemic. But at times when you see people resorting to a demonstration, it's the only way to say, you're saying, I have this problem. Hence, the world should see my plight. Maybe someone is going to listen to you. Because right now we are engaging. We are saying this, we need this, there's a need. But it seems the authorities or the duty bearers are not taking a teacher seriously, are not taking the preparation for this reopening of school seriously. So the only thing that you will maybe get to them is to see how strategically under the new normal we can.
Yes, and before you go further, we see that you and your counterparts, Jenny Williams and other women, have been arrested before when you demonstrated. What's your opinion on how women are treated during this lockdown by the police and even those who were arrested when demonstrating? Do you counsel those? Have you heard them coming to you? Is there anything you are doing about it?
It's one of the things that we are still engaging with the police on that. We actually on the 16th of April 2020, where police beat women. Remember the Country Park incident, and then there were also other people who were beaten. And unfortunately, three of our members were in town that day. They were going to get their monies from Western Union that was sent to them. So what happened is that these women were attacked and beaten while queuing to get their monies, and we wrote a formal complaint, and then we engaged the police on that. They are still investigating the matter. And as we speak,
last week we revisited the issue and they promised us that they are still on the issue and we should they are almost finishing their investigations and they are about to identify the culprits.
So when you engage and then there's a final point where you say I can't be perpetually engaging when I'm perpetually suffering and the person that I'm engaging is not responsive. That's when the strategic nonviolence of peaceful protests comes in. So we are hoping the authorities will not lead us to that situation where we find ourselves going back to the street and protesting.
I want to report to Kunswa amai magoto ngamasango vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino sangano ravo riri kutaurana nemapurisa panyaya yezvimwe zviri kumabatirwa ari kuitwa madzimai pavanenge vawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachitaura ivo kuti shuviro yavo ndeyekuti pasawanikwe madzimai vachishungurudzwa nekuti vanhu vane kana kuti bumbiro remutemo rinobvumira kuti vanhu vaende kunoratidzira vakataura ivo kuti pane vamwe nhengo dzebato ravo rehoza mbiri dzakange dziri mudhorobha apo takaona mamwe madzimai vachirohwa kana kushungurudzwa nemapurisa saka vari kuti ivo madzimai panguva ino yecovid-19 ichokwadi vamwe vavo vari kushungurudzwa nemapurisa asi shuviro yavo ndeyekuti zvinhu zvakadai zvisawanikwe izvo zvichienderera mberi uye zvekuti zvigadziriswe munyika so Mr. Magodo Ngamahlangu, if you can just, I liked the question that Star posed about, the issue of protest, because before we used to know that you were very vocal as WOZA, but of late we have not been hearing much from your organization. There is an a demonstration slated for July the 31st. Is WOZA going to join that demonstration, or what's your view?
We are not going to, we have not established the objectives and we've normally as WOZA as a movement when we do a bottom-up approach. Mm-hmm. Our issues come from the communities and then we identify how far, how widespread is the issue and then we say, is it a Bulawayo dam? At times we'll see that we will demonstrate in Bulawayo because it's a Bulawayo issue. Mm-hmm. And then if it's a regional issue, we'll it's a national issue, we demonstrate at a national level. Right now, our members have not said anything about demonstration. Our members are concerned that they are seeing the harassment on the street by the police. When they have no mask, they are made to pay, and then they are detained, and then their heads cuffed together, further expose them to the risk. So these are the things that I'm saying. We're in the dialogue with the police and the authorities, and then the reopening of schools, and then mm-hmm. the hunger in their homes, the shortages of water. So right now we're in the midst of engaging the city council, the police, the health department, because of the ARVs that we are in shortages. So if our members still know we've engaged, now is the time to be heard on the streets. That's when WOZA will go on the streets. So as of 31, WOZA is not involved in that. Mm-hmm. We have not been part of that planning.
Mungataurawo neshona here kana muchikwanisa panyaya iyo. Kana tirega indi translate. Magodo Ngamahlangu vari kuti ivo kuratidzira kwemusi wa 31 July pari zvino sangano ravo.
Violence nokuti avanye sebebuya kini kuzolwelwa ababesiye emsasa project. Ngobani kahle kahle ababuyayo kini? Lingathi ngabantu asesebatsha, ngabadala, ngabantwana, ngabanjani, ngibaphi laba abahlukuluza nayo ezindlini.
Okubuhlungu ukuthi sithe siqalisa sibe sinanzela ukuthi bekungani ngolutsha kakhulu, kodwa isikhathi lockdown, kodwa kathe sokuhlangene ngoba uyathola ukuthi abadala, abantu abasikhangela ukuthi yibo ngathi ngabakhuza abantwana ezindlini, babalaya omalukazana, uthola ukuthi vele sokuhlangana ngoba kukhanyangani udubo. Lisuka khona lapho kutonana and ukule pattern ngifuna ukuthi ngichaze something ukuthi i domestic violence inanzelele lokhu sicase udila la ukuthi bona kuba lesikhathi kakhulukazi ukuthi la sesifandelwa ngumsebenzi manyanga sisiyaphela kumbe kasekumele kusoshota ukudla endlini kumbe kasekumele kubhada ngama bills angikwazi ukuyikho kodwa sinanzelele ukuthi khona lapho mayisithi 20 bo 25
to 5 of the next month. That is the peak period of domestic violence. And into a group I have a colleague oh, mama, we have peace order. We be protection order. We the ballo. We made a battle. In Malanga, 55 pound. And my police and the two are going to the so it's kind of negotiating. I don't want to see. I'm getting it in the engine. I will have money. We will see if we have a peace order. We be protection order. We will see if we so yes, in the school, we have to see if we have a good nivele ngu mama ngichayelo utangila mali. Se mfunu kuzigelwa. So umele ngitinge ini mali. Ngoba kama ima kesis nanzele utona lo mtu achafo kut 3 months. Wangkwene se lailo ngumwene tayi. Ule uoza ukambe mepi uoza nga ungetisa. Ngoba ngale wakulo tuende lapa inka anisasa esya lukamba kona. Awati esya lukamba kona wanya yabandia ngusasa. So yiku unanzele utona. Yingezi lizi njenele singati zifuna yiku common sense ukuti. Agubele priority singacha hiku utona umele upatalele. Kanyela njongo kuti. Impilo vele ngifuna ukuyivikela kakhesi ngenjani lokuthi nxa abantu lasebechayo sokumele bayizibhedlela ngoba sithwala enzima sigcina abanye sohambisa kuma private hospitals ngenxa ukuthi wona ama public institutions atisakhangelane ngegcikwane so besingakudingakali ukuthi si overwhelm ama health institutions bethu ngenxa ukuthi endlini kulokuchayana okuchayana hayi bayabizinyana nje yonke ama age groups
thank you over to you Madam.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa isu amai magodo ngamahlangu vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yavari kuti iyo iri kunetsa munyika parizvino vari kuti ivo uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa vachishungurudzwa panyaya kana kuti panguva ino yeCOVID-19 wakawanda uyezve vari kuti madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa kana mwedzi wava kunopera zvinoreva izvo kuti vanonge vava kuzorohwa vachienda kuzvipatara nezvimwe zvakadaro uyezve vachitivo sangano ravo riri kubatsira kazhinji mukuedza kubatsira kuti madzimai aya vasawanikwe ivo vachizoshaya mari dzekuti vanorapwa asi vari kuti dambudziko guru nderekuti zvipatara zvizhinji pari zvino hazvisi kubatsira madzimai zviri kuti izvo zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichiri kubatsira chete vanhu vane COVID-19 kana kuti chirwere ichi checoronavirus tiri ipapo regai tiri kutaurire zvakare kuti munyika pari zvino mune vanhu 885 vabatwa necovid-19 206 vakawanikwa ivo vachinaya mushure mekunge vabatwa nechirwere ichi 670 ndo vane chirwere ichi pari zvino uyezve 9 vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi tombotarisa zviri kuitika pasi rose panyaya yedambudziko iroro recovid-19 tichitarisa kuti imomuno muamerica zvakare mune chirwere ichi uyezve ndosaka tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba uyezve tichikutaurai kuti pari zvino programu yamuri kuona ino iyi muchange muri kuiona munguva inotevera i-pre-recorded program saka pamafigures apa munozokwanisa kuona zvinhu zvichisanduka panyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu tine vanhu 12 million vabatwa nedambudziko irori recovid-19 549,000 vawanikwa vachishaya 3 million vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa imo muno muamerica uyezve 132,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya asi you know, time is not on our side, the start, so we really have to wrap it up. But, you know, would like to thank all those that are watching, well, who watch our program, and also, Star, you had a guest on the program. And I would also like to thank Dr. Simbiso Ranga, who was our guest here at the beginning of the program, who helped us to just look at the issue of COVID-19 and what's going on. If you can wrap up, Star, we are really out of time.
Yes, I was just chatting to Makoto Amasang there. She just logged off telling her, no, thank you. We are closing off anyway. She has been with us throughout. Thank you very much to Makoto Ngamahlangu, Women of Zimbabwe Arise. She brought up very critical issues affecting women during this lockdown. And they are engaged in quite a number of projects, Ma.
Yeah.
I think that even children, everyone is included. You can't separate women from
exactly, yes. Unfortunately, Star, we really have to call it a day. Thank you so much, everybody. And let's meet again next time. Star.
Yes, I've already said good evening. There's a good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Zimbabwe. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukure. Good night.
Anera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe, ino Studio 7.
Tichitepe nyura tirimu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuse. Le, yi Studio 7, ewe tulela indaba ezi mkoto nye Zimbabwe.
Sisagaza sise Washington DC. Tulosa nga tatakari mani.